find in the City of Tacoma employment. As a senior leader responsible for a division or office that encompasses a large function or body of work within the city, so that does provide clarification for that term. And she also stated that the term assistants to department heads include classifications such as executive assistant, office manager, et cetera. And that's also unofficially defined by the city as employment as a, in a role that provides administrative support to a department head. So I think with those two clarifications and the criteria in the city charter, what I'd like to do is draft a personnel rule that would set out the criteria for determining whether or not a position is classified or unclassified. And I think that's important for the city to provide some consistency, because when you assign it to like different people at different times, they might be doing different things. So I think if we have that nailed down, I think that would be a good idea. So we can, obviously we're all gonna be providing input and discussion as to what would be appropriate and workable for the city. Other than that, I don't have anything else. I did wanna ask, there's a sheet here, and I didn't know what these numbers, I didn't know really what this was. Did you want to look at this, Director Fritz?
Better talking to the
microphone, right? Oh, okay. So I can walk you through it. So let me pull it up on my computer here. What that is, it is something I believe, maybe it was Board Member Ballantyne. Someone had requested, someone on the board had requested, a complete list of our classifications, whether they're classified or unclassified, and how many people are currently in each of those classifications. So if you look at column C, where there are A's and blanks, the A's mean unclassified or appointive, and the blanks are classified classifications. And then if you go all the way to the right, and it would be column X, that the numbers in those, or in that column, are the number of individuals in each of the classifications. There's not really a way to do it that's really simple. So this was my best attempt.
Okay, and then the other numbers are those are with regard to salary. Is that what those numbers represent?
What I did is just take our published salary table and add the number in the classification to each. The top row explains probably not great what each of the columns mean. So like column A is a job number, column B is the code. So these are all like position control things, probably nothing that's interesting or useful to you. But I decided to provide more information rather than take anything off.
All right, thank you. Do any of the board members have comments or questions regarding the documents?
I do have a question for you, Chair Hansen.
Oh, absolutely.
Does the information that I have provided satisfy your civils, public disclosure request?
I'd have to look. You mean the one that I submitted to the city?
Yes.
Let me take a look at that. Would you mind emailing me tomorrow to remind me?
Absolutely.
And then I can take a look at it and let you know.
It's taking a lot of time to gather.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm just wanting to make sure that if I've already given you what you need, that...
Yeah, and I think we could also discuss ways to expedite that and now, you know, maybe make it a little easier so that you can avoid all that time. I know it's a very time-consuming process. Yes, Board Member Sexton.
Your Your information request, your freedom of information request, was that just for yourself, or was that for the rest of the board members?
Well, I submitted that as a citizen, but that is something that obviously that's information that all of us can use. So, but I did that on my own,
Got a lot of pages there.
And most of what was requested, a lot of it is included in the packet. The public disclosure request had like 10-year history information. I know, right? and so that's what I want to make sure that I'm responsive to that, but also because we have a formal process that we have to go through, but I also want to make sure that you've got the information that you need.
Okay, thank you. And I think it'd be best if maybe, if you could just email me and maybe we could set up a time to talk and kind of streamline the process so that people aren't wasting their time looking for stuff that we don't really need. Okay. Any other comments or questions?
Chair Hansen, I just wanted to say thank you for the numbers that you've given. I know that we had a lot of information and packets, but that was something that was important to me. So I just want to say thank you for your time for giving that to us. Thank you.
Okay, I think that's it, unless there's anything else. Okay, thank you all.
Great. Wendy, does he need to?